Sin, the sin see the word of God. Sin, the sin see and wear me well, my vain soul to show and bear. There is no end to the dark and evil that abounds in my wicked human heart. At the center of sin, pride, and a lie is I. My mind is a snare to my soul. I tempt myself with the best so I can resist the rest. The lust of my eye, the lust of my flesh, and my pride of life. It's my inside job. It starts in my heart, the vault, keeping my deepest, darkest thoughts. I see fault in everyone so well because I have mastered it, sin, so well. Today I have to be in sin to be in. My sin is stronger than me. My world, everything that makes me feel alive, my sin kills me. Truth always reveals all my defects, my human nature. Sometimes I look back, I reach into my soul to look for the truth. It is like a house of crazy mirrors reflecting the sins of my past. My free will lets me choose to do evil. I can change a truth into a lie. I can cheat, steal, and lie. Sin is in me. Nobody knows why. Satan, my deceiver, does see and wear me well. He who convincingly tells me a lie and makes me believe it is the truth has had me working for free, doing his job. Most of my life I've been working two jobs, mine and his, with the wages of sin that end in death. He has all the many multitudes who work for free, knowing deep down that it is sin. Sin, if knowing it is wrong, it will always totally destroy me. They who love the pleasures of sin become Satan's fool of choice. I've been played by the best to sit in his chair of fools just like the rest. Satan supplies me well, a darker sin, another step down to the depths of hell. Sin, the easy road so well traveled. Truth, be a searcher of, stay on the narrow path of life. What is the hidden element of everybody who thinks they can get away with sin? God. I know the pleasures of sin are but for a moment. The treasures of God are forever. I look at me and everybody as a casualty of sin. I need to ask for and give forgiveness, repent, have compassion on them, and help guide them out of the darkness. Forgiveness is to set a prisoner free and to find out the prisoner was me. Repentance, a submissive surrender to God. Compassion with love is not what you feel, it is what you do. I wonder how much of God's blood was spilled at the cross to pay for my sin. Whosoever searches for no truth knows no truth. Seek the truth and only the truth. Don't take any part in the devil's work. Without Jesus, there is no light. I have no light to see. I am drowning in the darkness of me. I ask for help in my struggle with sin. I cry out, save me, Lord Jesus. Save me, a sinner from myself. Without you, Jesus, I am a prisoner to my weakest desires. Without you, my eternity will turn into hell. A broken world, a broken me. All they need, all I need, is Jesus. Walk in the truth, Jesus Christ. If you walk in the truth, you can't be wrong. Hi, my name is Dan Overhauser. I think we as individuals and as a nation have turned our backs on God. So we need to refocus our priorities, ask forgiveness, and pray. So come pray with me. Lord, we ask forgiveness of our sins. We ask for help with our struggle with sin, and we ask to lose our ability to sin. Lord, we ask your will be done. We ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we ask you to rebuke Satan in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Lord, we ask you to please fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit. We need you, Lord. Lord, please give us wisdom and understanding. Let us know your heart. Please give us the ability to put you first in all things. We ask that we do not embarrass our King. Lord, please let each and every one of us glorify you in some way, somehow, this day. We ask for the souls of the lost, for there are many. We ask that they see us and know you. We ask for absolute faith in, absolute trust in, and absolute dependency upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that we focus on one person, your only begotten Son, and our only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that our hearts be right with you. We ask that we become the servants that you want to use. Lord, this is your day, and I am in it. What will you have me to do? Please let your Holy Spirit come upon us and give us clarity of your will for us, Father. Lord, we ask your will be done. We ask this in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. The Creator, give thanks to the Lord, our Father, our Holy Father, our Creator. Your will be done in all things. Let all creation sing praises to thee forever, for he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth under the whole heaven. the great I am, the Messiah. He is the way, the truth, the life, the Word of God, the bright and morning star, Yahweh, Yeshua, God Almighty, Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God's sacrifice for our sin, Emmanuel, Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, Lord of Hosts, Jehovah, Creator of the heavens and the earth and all that is in them, out of nothing. Lord, please have mercy and grace upon us sinners. For whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine, declares the Lord. So I would seek unto God, and unto God I would commit my cause, who magnificently doeth great things, and unsearchable marvelous things without number, masterfully. For his excellent glory and majesty cover the heavens and the earth through eternity. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For he is worthy, for he is worthy, for he is worthy. Let all creation give praise. Let all creation sing praises. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For he is our King, for he is our King, for he is our King. Let all creation give praise. Let all creation sing praises. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For he is our glorious victor that conquered death. Let all creation give praise. Let all creation sing praises. Let all creation give praise. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. Please write your truth upon our hearts, Lord. Please give us pure hearts. Please give us wisdom and understanding, Lord. We ask for the wisdom and understanding of the Most High God. We cry out for your wisdom and your understanding, Lord. So teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts unto Jesus. We sincerely and earnestly ask for the love of God, to love our Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, and with all our being. And we ask for the love of God to love our neighbor as ourselves. Please, Lord, let your will become our passion and our desire. And please, Father, let your thoughts become our footsteps. Please write your word on the innermost part of our heart, our mind, and our soul. Please, Lord and Father, help us to yield and submit to your Holy Spirit so that we can walk with our God with no doubt, no fear, and no hesitation. Please, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Please lead us not into temptation, but please deliver us from the evil one. Please give us hearts that see, Lord. Please give us hearts that hear, Lord. Please give us hearts that understand every word of the Lord so that we can live it and become humble servants of the Most High God in Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For he is worthy. For he is worthy, for he is worthy. Let all creation sing praises. Let all creation give praise. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For he is our King, for he is our King, for he is our King. Let all creation sing praises. Let all creation give praise. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. For he is our glorious victor that conquered death. Let all creation sing praises. Let all creation give praise. Let all creation sing praises. Holy, holy, holy. 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 Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Our Messiah, thou art worthy to receive praise, glory, honor, power, dominion, victory, and majesty forever and ever and ever. Everlasting praise be to my King. Thank you, Father in heaven, for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins and our iniquities. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your unconditional love to come down to this earth to die a horrible death on the cross, to save us sinners from the fires of hell. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who comforts and guides, encourages, chastens, and blesses us in all we do, in Jesus' holy name. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Reside in my heart. Let all creation sing praises to thee forever. For he looketh to the ends of the earth and seeth unto the whole heaven. Our Father, our Holy Father, our Creator, your will be done in all things. Give thanks to the Lord. All my love, with all my heart, with every beat of my heart, I thank you, Jesus. All my love, with all my mind, with all my thought, I thank you, Jesus. All my love, with all my soul, with all my prayer, I thank you, Jesus. All my love, with all my strength, with all my being, I thank you, Jesus. All my love, with all that I am, I humbly bow down, and I thank you, Jesus. All my love, with all that I have, I lay at your feet, and I thank you, Jesus. All my love, with all my praise, with all my worship, I thank you, Jesus. You bring joy to our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. A bond slave, let me serve you, precious Jesus, my one love. Freely I lay my ear to your doorpost, willingly a bond slave, my choice. My Savior Jesus, my glorious victor, have mercy, have grace on me. Draw me close, my sin upon sin, my sin multiplied upon sin. Spilled your precious blood. You covered a sinner as guilty as me. You covered a sin as dark as mine. You created me with a free will. I want to serve you. Let me, help me, empower me to give all that I have to give to glorify you. Draw close to your Creator. Read your Bible. Love, peace, truth, wisdom, and understanding always. In God we trust, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Amen. I'd like to share a couple of my poems with you. Keeper of a soul, heaven or hell, wherever you choose to go, the only thing you can take with you is other souls. Who will you encourage to go? A child, a friend, a parent, or somebody you don't know? The final destiny of every living soul. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Down a path you do or don't know. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Friend or foe, do I lead you in a way that is well with your soul? It's time to tell someone, how do I fix a broken world? I give them Jesus, Jesus. Oh, sweet Jesus, my sweet Jesus, how sweet is the truth. It's time to tell someone about Jesus. The time is now. Take me down, down to the cross, where his shed blood paid for all sin. He washed my soul as white as snow. It's time to tell someone about Jesus. Come walk with Jesus, a never-ending joy. My Lord has given me a mind full of things to tell you about him for the battle ahead. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. Lord, I ask that your word be my source of life, that I may run through my veins day and night continually to feed my heart, mind, and soul. Let my heart drink of the word of God like the hot desert sand, a downpour of the heavens. If God would grant me one wish, I would ask to lose my ability to sin. I have one moment in time to shine for you, Jesus. Let me seize that moment. God wonderfully designed me to accomplish his purpose on this earth. I ask that my mind become as sharp as a two-edged sword concerning the things of God. God is like the glue that holds truth, justice, and every good thing together. Jesus is life. Choose life. God is the master refiner that holds my feet to the fire. There are only two choices in this life: embrace God's truth or make up your own. The best security any nation could have is God-fearing, Bible-believing, praying, common folk. God is a fight to keep, and evil is like the evening fog. The only place the sun really shines is where Jesus is. Lord, if I knew you more better, I would not stumble so much. Be a searcher of truth. Be a preacher of Jesus. To live is for Christ. To die is with Christ. This world is wearing me out. Please let me rest in you, Lord. My God has the ability to give me more than you can ever take from me. America, if your heart was right with God, you would be walking with God. People see God in us when we are in the fire. Being saved is a never-ending desire to show what God has done for us. All opportunities lead to Jesus. I need you, Lord, your word, your strength, your heart. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have created. The most evil place on this earth is in the depths of a man's heart. The ultimate bank account is to have everything God ever wrote or said stored in my heart. God put you in the dark so that you can be a light. Between the birthstone and the tombstone, there is a grindstone. J. Vernon McGee. The Word of God will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from the Word of God. God created everything out of nothing. Until man becomes nothing, God can't create. Martin Luther. Next time you make fun of someone, remember, all are made in the image of God. Every man will sit down to the banquet of consequences. He that soweth to the flesh will receive corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit will receive life everlasting. The worst form of immorality is to deny God. The scornful equals an atheist. Your sin is on you, or your sin is on Christ. Love is when we walk in his commands. Love always protects. If you have power, you should have mercy. God brought everybody into the world, born of the flesh, out of the womb. God will bring everybody to heaven, born of the Spirit, through Jesus Christ. What is the chief end of man? To glorify God. Perception. God looks at the heart. Man looks at the outer person. I ask for the perception of God when I look and interact with others. Of what value is a flower without scent, a rainbow without color, a flame without heat, and a man without God? Worship of God is the missing jewel of this generation. Why did I not know Jesus was so wonderful? America, the question is, when will we put God first again? You can start with God any day of your life. The more we know him, the more we crave to worship him. Jesus will change you from the inside out. We're not in the land of the living, waiting to die. We're in the land of the dying, waiting to go to the land of the living. Jesus, who redeems our life from destruction. Jesus has all the answers to this life. Draw close. God loves all sinners, but hates all sin. Serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. Pray on good ground, the will of God. Following the unseen king, moving forward in prayer. If you really loved your children, why would you teach them the pleasures of sin and not the treasures of God? Temptation will either destroy or strengthen you. The lofty character of the lost. God's law is perfect and right. Let your word be cast in stone upon my heart. If you do not tell the truth, you are doing an injustice. Hell is forever. Noah Webster, the father of education, said, without the Bible, education is worthless. The closer you get to him, the more you become like him. Let me speak your heart, Lord, the wonderful word of God. Wisdom, another name for Christ. Lord, whatever you put in front of me, let me embrace it. Let my heart be yours. Sin is who I am. Jesus, who I want to be like. I wish I could show you what I know in my heart. Lord, I am a danger to myself. Please hold on to me tightly. You are much better as an original than trying to be an imitation. What total truth is and what I may think, do they line up together? Being saved is like a raindrop falling into the ocean. There is no way to pull it back out. It becomes one with the body. Being unsaved is like a rock thrown into the deepest part of the ocean. It sinks to the abyss. Choose life. Embrace truth. Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. How do I walk with God in all things? Chastening, child raising. Jesus, my King, my most trusted friend. Let me see clearly the path that is the will of God. Jesus, the torch I carry in my heart. If you don't have the Savior, Jesus Christ, you don't have one. Wherever Jesus goes, I am going with him to serve. True love is a bittersweet. Worship is a habit to be desired in this life. Obstacles are what we see when we take our eyes off of Christ. Are you down on your knees asking God for direction or running by the seat of your pants, going with your feelings? A man who does not have fear of the Lord is a dangerous man. When we get to heaven, our focus will be on Christ, so why don't we get an early start? The question is, if you die today, would your soul go to heaven or hell? Trust and rest in the Lord. Preach the gospel at all times. If necessary, use words. It is not what you have in this world that counts. It is what you do with what you have that counts. What gives me the right to think that I can judge what God has created when I am a very small part of his creation? I need you, Lord. I need your strength. I need your love. I need your passion. I need your comfort. I need your forgiveness. I need your protection. I need your mercy and grace. I need you, Lord. Enthusiasm. Meaning is God in us. The only world leader that does not have an agenda. Come walk with him. One nation under God, let us get back to our first love. The farthest distance in the universe between two points is heaven and hell. Which are you walking towards? Be a lamp unto my feet. Please let me see the things of God clearly. The only thing more dangerous than ignorance is arrogance. I wonder what this world would be like if everybody would walk with Jesus. Hell is going to be crowded. Heaven has extra room. God is absolute. Jesus is forever. His Holy Spirit is my guide. Jesus, a free gift, eternal life. Dead Christians are the only ones that go with the flow. Faith is demonstrated by our works. The more we look at or to ourselves, the less faith we have. When you receive something spiritual, whether it be steak or hamburger, serve it up. When you disobey the word of God, you are claiming that you have more wisdom than your creator. Got global warming? A hoax? Heat up your life with Jesus Christ. Intimate warming. America could have been greater if we would have kept God. Triumph. The Christian is made of try and own. If man does not have self-restraint, he will have to be restrained. Hallelujah is the same in every language. Praise the Lord. You have sinned against him. Turn around, ask forgiveness. Ask him into your heart, and he will forgive you and pay all your sin debt. Our children, are we going to guide them out of the burning fire, or just do nothing and watch them cook through eternity? Stand away from the faith, apostasy. God never changes. God is perfect. You can't add to perfect. If you believe God is in total control, embrace whatever is in front of you today, good or bad, glorify him. I'm loving you, Lord. God judges you in the future. He disciplines you in the present. Christianity is a love affair. Do you love him? Jesus Christ. Love them in my name, the way I love you. The only thing that has been in the way of me serving Jesus is me. This is a good day to serve my Lord. Serve God. God knows that's all that counts. The most valuable possession that you can obtain on this earth, wisdom, Jesus Christ. You would have to be a fool to look for anything else. God sees everything at all times, so why would I not want to honor him in all I do? We should ask forgiveness for all the sin we have enacted into law in this country. Evil and trouble are the choice by others of this world. To serve God is my choice. A true servant does not choose who they serve. Serving others will draw you closer to the Lord. As an individual, as a nation, and as a world, if we had God as our leader, we would have a lot less problems. All I want is you to give your life to Christ. The only thing that can hold us together is Jesus. The only unforgivable sin is to deny Christ. All other sin was paid for at the cross. You must hear the truth first to love it or to turn away from it. God gives you all that you need to serve. True love is blind like justice. My adversary is a powerful opponent, but my Redeemer is my strength. I am to serve. God is to judge my heart. A missed opportunity to tell someone about Jesus may be a lost soul forever. This is not a game that we are playing down here. This is a life and death situation. Jesus is the only way out. If I did not tell them the truth, I did not give them the opportunity to know the truth. The world is out of control. Wrong is right, and right is wrong. You are my only anchor, Lord Jesus. The answer to this life is right in front of you. You don't have to search anymore. Ask him into your heart and walk with him. Lord, I ask for the passion, the heart, and the drive to serve my Lord at all times. God, I do need you at all times. I am very comfortable with my God. Rebellion, arrogance, pride, and sin is in me. It is like a terminal disease. True believers will be raptured, and make believers will be judged. Walking with my God puts me at battle with myself 24/7. God knows every need I could ever have. If I trust in him, why should I ever worry? The power of accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior is the most wonderful experience a person can ever experience. When interacting with others, am I reflecting Christ, or is there too much of me to spoil it? You make me the best that I am when I am walking with you, Lord. To deny me, myself, and I daily, and pick up my cross and follow you is my toughest desire. If you are going to do something of value, it needs to be backed by truth and justice. Remember the government. He is your Uncle Sam, and God is your Father. The only one to listen to today is Jesus Christ. You are cold or hot to the things of Christ. Be dedicated to one or the other. Take a stand. Stand fast in the faith today. I claim to be a servant of the Most High God, so why don't I act like it? Because me always shows up. To serve God is a conscious decision every waking moment of this life. If I focus on the things of the Lord, there is no end to the endless ways I can serve him. Get over yourself. You think you are better than someone else? Satan got kicked out of heaven for the same thing. I want to encourage you to be a better you in the Lord. In this life, there is no value if I don't show you Christ. Real love of your life is Jesus Christ. There is no way, no how, that you can improve on the truth. The Word of God, comfort food for the soul. When you do an injustice to or against somebody, you give the adversary an opportunity to snare their soul. If you give everything up to God, good or bad, it frees up your time to serve God more. Judgment will be on the truth. Keep it close to your heart. Jesus, a free gift. Do nothing. Just take it. Simple faith. There is almost no limit to how much I can serve my Lord when I set my mind to it. You are part of the problem or part of the solution. Which is it? If you were walking with God, you would want what God wants. Please let me not be a fool in the eyes of God. The only thing in this life that really matters is the will of God. God is just a little smarter than you. He designed and created you with a free will choice. Jesus Christ, as real, as real, as real as you can get. God has every breath you take in his hand. You should have a little reverence for him. If you receive something spiritual, don't hide it. Tell someone, strengthen them, and share in the blessing. I used to look in the mirror in the morning. I would look the devil right in the eye. Now I try to look for Jesus. Stand fast in the truth. If you know it is right, stand up for it boldly. Blind in faith, march forward. Judgment is coming. God judges you as an individual, not as a group. Are you trying to outmaneuver Satan? God knows your every need. Trust him. Is prejudice an individual heart issue? Does it know color? Is it playing into Satan's hand? Know Jesus, know God. Know Jesus, know God. If Satan shows up and kicks my butt every day, I must be on the right path. Nobody is better than anyone else. They are just more refined in their fallen nature. Life made simple. Give all you have to Jesus. Just show up and serve him daily, and he will take care of you. Will wishful thinking lead you to the fires of hell? Truth will lead you to eternal life. Search for it. Increase your faith, and fear will disappear. Wisdom will bounce off of you like a hard rain hitting a hard surface if you don't know Jesus. All that you are, do what you do for the Lord Jesus. If you choose to do evil, it will chase you to the dark side of the grave. Come to Jesus and become part of the good news. What is the ultimate non-toxic feel-good drug of choice? I'll take a shot of Jesus. When you lay down, your sleep shall be sweet if you walk with the Lord. God created you and your neighbor. Have respect for all God has created. What a crazy fool am I for not loving you sooner, Lord Jesus. You can only regret what you did not do when you had the opportunity to do it. Does God have your total heart? or does the adversary have room to visit? With God, leave all doors open. You never know where he will direct you to go or who will show up. The Holy Spirit is speaking to my heart 24/7. Am I tuned in to hear and feed my soul? My ability is pretty limited without you, Lord. I love the beauty of beauty. God made it. Please fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let me soak and bathe in the Spirit-filled truths of Jesus. Life does not stand still. The hand of God covers all creation and moves all things along. Are you walking with Jesus? When you leave this earth, all that is left behind is the love or hate of you by others. Jesus is my Lord and Savior, my only God. How do you support evil and people who do an injustice and claim to walk with Jesus? The fountain of life, a free gift that cannot be purchased at any price, for those who think they have everything, is Jesus Christ. Commitment is something of value, worth committing your life to. Jesus, a commitment worth every ounce of you. Hi, it's me, a servant of the Most High God. I love you through Jesus. If you are part of the family of God, show the world why. On Judgment Day, will the depths of your soul reflect the pleasures of sin or the treasures of truth? It is a personal choice. If I can keep a few from the edge of destruction, this life does have value. Somebody has to die to self in reconciliation to another. If you really know Jesus Christ, the only true God, a counterfeit God, will never steal your heart. Today I can improve on serving my Lord Jesus. Search for simple, quiet truths. Know the truth. It will put your heart at peace, comfort your soul, and set you free. At all times, put more Jesus in a conversation and less me. It will have more substance. All that God has given me on this earth, however many years I have, if I don't use all I have to glorify him, it has no value. Silence against evil is evil. You are a special child to God. Someday you will come to desire this. My heart can be changed. God is absolute. He does not change. The Bible, try it and see if it works. If you examine the facts, the Holy Spirit makes the Bible real to your heart. Satan the devil has never said anything against the Word of God because he knows it to be true. If you believe Jesus is the only way, we are on the same path. The most wealth and riches you can obtain in this life, on this earth, is an honest relationship with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The opportunity is equal to all. God is going to judge man. He does believe in capital punishment. If you hear or study the Bible, don't keep it, share it. God will reveal more to you. Daily, I have to make a conscious decision to stay on the narrow path. The thing that I don't understand in this world is why would you take the majority side that loses in the end? You give me a job to do, Lord Jesus. Let me do it well. Come to the Lord in prayer with a forgiving heart. Faith, I believe, because it's a revelation of God. It humbles me. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Don't worship the creation, worship the Creator, Jesus Christ. Can God use an idiot, a willing idiot? If God gives me an opportunity to serve him, I should count it to be good. If you don't want to know God, you are walking into trouble. I question myself a lot. Sometimes it makes no sense to me at all, but all that counts is what God wants. If you give me a job to do, let me do it and do it well, Lord. You are responsible for every decision that you make in this life. The toughest job I will ever have on this earth is to walk Christ-like, to show you him without words. To see somebody come to the truth warms my heart with joy. My wants in this life will come to enhance another's life or help take away from and destroy another life. People, I don't understand why you are so cruel and mean to each other, and God forgives and still loves you so much. Are you reflecting an ember of hope, or are you blending in with the darkness? The truth always speaks to the heart, and an untruth leaves doubt in the mind. Thank you for letting me serve you, Jesus. How could I not take your promises and your word to heart, Lord Jesus? Strengthen me, Lord. Let me see just you. God never walks away from you. You have to walk away from God. Guard the truth. Follow the patterns of the good word. If you do not believe well, you will not live well. What is the cure-all for all that ails humankind? Draw close to your God and read your Bible. Life wears thin. the human soul. Let me show you in all I do, Lord. America, we live as though God does not exist. All I have is your love when this life is done. Pure truth does not mix with sin. It would become an untruth. Let me dissolve in you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit take my controls. I pray that your word will rest in our hearts. Christians, stand firm. We pass through Satan's territory daily. We vex our souls daily in the cities of sin. Get a little Jesus on you, a joy that will stick to you and make you feel and look better. Let me speak through your spirit to the hearts of the lost in your well, Lord. The journey I have made it to where I belong, a servant of the Most High God. The best healer for the human soul is the raw word of God. Today, become a better you at living this life for Christ. Is there a cross separating you from the things of this world? My wicked heart is never satisfied. If you could see my heart, I am a lot worse than you think that I am. When you are occupied with the things of the Lord, you will glorify him. The word of God, knowing it and believing it, are two totally different things. Nobody owes you anything. You owe God everything. Satan, all your sweet-smelling temptations turn into rotten-smelling, soul-devouring, life-sucking endings. Worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is an uncontrolled desire of a true Christian. I choose to follow God because he sees everything before it happens. Talk about the ultimate bodyguard. Do you want a relationship with your Creator? Do you want to know the truth? Jesus is the truth. Search for it in the Word of God. Jesus is the Word. Draw it close to your heart. Jesus is the way, the only door into heaven. Jesus is the life. The only peace you will have on this earth is to willingly give your life to him and know that you will spend eternity with the one that loves you unconditionally. So, do you desire the truth and only the truth? Jesus is the truth. His word is his heart. Listen to his word, the word of God. The word of God, Job chapter 5. Call now, if there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints will thou turn? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. I have seen the foolish taken root, but suddenly I curse his habitation. His children are far off from safety. They are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh even out of the thorns. And the robber swalloweth up their substance. Although affliction come not forth of the dust, neither doeth trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born unto trouble, as sparks fly upward. I would seek unto God, and unto God I would commit my cause, which doeth great things, and unsearchable marvelous things without number, who giveth rain upon the earth, and sendeth waters upon the field, to set up on high those that be low, and those which mourn may be exalted to safety. He disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the forward is carried headlong. They meet with darkness in the daytime, and grope in the noonday as in the night. But he saveth the poor from the sword, and from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. So the poor hath hope, and iniquity stops her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore, and he bindeth up, and he woundeth. And his hands maketh whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven there shall be no evil touch thee. In famine he shall redeem thee from death, and in war from the power of the sword. Thou shalt be hid from the scourge of the tongue, neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh, neither shalt thou be afraid of the beasts of the earth. For thou shalt be in a league with the stones of the field, and the beasts of the field shall be at peace with thee. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation, and shall not sin. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thine offspring as the grass of the earth. Thou shalt come to thy grave in full age, like a shock of corn cometh in his season. Lo, this we have searched it, so it is, hear it, know it is for thy good. The word of God, Job chapter 28. Surely there is a vein for silver, and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness, and searches out all perfection, the stones of darkness and the shadow of death. The flood breaketh out from the inhabitants, even the waters forgotten afoot. They are dried up, and they are gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, and under it is turned up as if it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has the dust of gold. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eyes has not seen. The lion whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hands upon the rock, and he overturneth the mountains by ruin. He cutteth out the rivers among the rocks, and his eyes see every precious thing. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid he bringeth forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found, and where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth said, it is not in me, and the sea said, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, without precious onyx or the sapphire. A golden crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then comes wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living, and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard fame thereof with our ears. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven, to make weight for the winds, and he weighs the waters by measure. When he made a decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of thunder, then did he see it, and declare it, and he prepared it, yeah, and searched it out. And unto man he said, Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. The Word of God, Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The Word of God, Psalms chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex him in his sore displeasure. Yet I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, and I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me. Thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee thy heathen for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings, and be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. The Word of God, Psalms chapter 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and withered like the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in an abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy, and slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil times, and in days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, they shall consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous shall mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, but they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and he lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saint. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous, and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord, and keep his ways, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble, and the Lord will help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them, because they trust in him. The Word of God, Psalms chapter 49. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall be of understanding. I will incline my ear to a parable, I will open my dark sayings upon the harp. Wherefore should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity of my heel shall compass me about? They that trust in their wealth, and boast themselves in the multitudes of their riches, none of them by any means can redeem his brother, nor give God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. That he should still live forever, not see corruption. For he seeth that wise men die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their houses shall continue forever, and their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own name. Nevertheless, man being in honor, abideth not. He is like the beasts that perish. This their way is their folly, yet their prosperity approves their saying, Selah. Like sheep they are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall consume in the grave from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me, Selah. Be thou not afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away, his glory shall not descend after him. But while he lived, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generations of his father. They shall never see light. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beasts that perish. The Word of God, Proverbs chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, and write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor thy Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increases. So shalt thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father, the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst thus desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days are in her right hand and in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding he has established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again tomorrow, and I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, choose none of his ways. For the forward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorner, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. The word of God, Proverbs chapter 8. Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the ways, in the places of the path. She cries at the gate, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the door. Unto you, O men, I call, my voice is to the sons of men. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right thing. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out the knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil way, and the forward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, wherever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water. Before the mountains were settled, before the hills, I was brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth. When he established the clouds above. When he strengthened the fountains of deep. When he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his command. When he appointed the foundations of the earth. Then I was by him, as one brought up with him. I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable parts of this earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are all they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the posts of my door. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all that hate me love death. The Word of God, Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Draw close to your Creator, read your Bible. Love, peace, truth, wisdom, and understanding always. In God we trust, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Amen. I'd like to leave you with a couple of my poems. Your eternal love, my eternal love. I wander the face of this earth empty without you. I wrestle through the thoughts of my mind. An empty, restless heart chases me around. You knocked at the door of my heart. I turned you down. There is no end to the dark and evil that desires to fill my heart. You come again, knocking at my heart's door. I hesitate to let you in. I think I can do this walk alone. Now lost with no direction in all I see. You come again, a soft knock I hear. I invite you in. My heart abounds with praise and joy. Your passion for me makes me fall at your feet. Your Holy Spirit fills me afresh. Bound forever by the seal of your Spirit. Now my life is part of your grand plan. I feel real love. My heart is at peace. Another soul has escaped the grip of death. Was lost, but now has found eternal love. Let all creation sing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Another soul has come home. America, a plea to come home. America, please come home. America, America the beautiful. America, in God we trust, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. America, America the beautiful. America, don't lose your way. Turn back to Him. Once great in what you believe, the world looked to you because you stood for and walked with Him. America, America the beautiful. America, turn back. It's never too late to walk with Him again. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean on unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. America, America the beautiful. America, in God we trust, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. God, please bless America again. Let us close in prayer. God is enough. Lord, we lift up your ministries and truth searchers that are holding back the powers of this world until the coming of your kingdom. Please strengthen us in the love and truth of Jesus. Let us see you more clearly. Let our hearts be calm in your presence. We ask that you comfort our souls to walk the path that you lay at our feet. Jesus, please show us the narrow path that leads to heaven. A bond slave of Jesus Christ, a ministry. Thank you for your time. May the good Lord be with you always. Love and pray for thy enemy, for the redemption of their soul is precious, and it ceases forever. Without your blood, a breath away from paradise, I come to this earth with nothing but my heart to give away or my soul to lose. I'm only a breath away from paradise. Without your blood, I am as dead in the eyes of God. I cry out, save me, Jesus, Lord Jesus, save me from the fires of hell. Your blood is my only protection from the wrath of God. Your blood, it covers all my darkness and sin indeed. Your blood will cleanse my soul as pure as driven snow. So why do so many choose death with a whole life to choose life? How long will I wait? How many breaths will I take? Or will it be too late? Jesus, Lord Jesus, you who chose to die for me, will I choose to know you? I'm only a breath away from paradise, only a breath away. My heart is all I have to give away, to secure your love forever. I ask you, come into my heart, please come into my heart before I take my last breath. I cry out, Lord Jesus, Jesus, save me, a sinner from myself. Only a breath, away from paradise, only a breath away. My heart, I give you my heart, all I have. Lord Jesus, to you who took God's wrath in my place, you are my only, only Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you who said, nailed to the cross in my place, today you will be with me in paradise. What a comforting thought to all that are in Christ with only their last breath. Your blood is my only protection from the wrath of God. Your blood, it covers all my darkness and sin indeed. Your blood will cleanse my soul as pure as driven snow. I cry out, Lord Jesus, Jesus, save me, a sinner from myself, Jesus. Lord Jesus, please, Jesus, save me, Jesus, a sinner from myself, a lost sinner from myself. Oh, Jesus, Lord Jesus, without your blood, I'm only a breath away from paradise, only a breath away. I cry out, save me, Lord Jesus, save me, a sinner from myself. Have mercy, please have mercy, have grace on me. Save me, please save me, Lord Jesus. I give you my heart, all I have, my heart. Lord Jesus, to you who took God's wrath in my place.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.